we were undone by his set piece, I suppose, to put it that way to you. We spoke about it beforehand that the game would probably be decided between corner kicks, free kicks, and so it was. You know, I think we struggled a bit to be creative. We had, I'd say, very few chances in that game. And to be honest, probably Longford didn't have that many, if any, clear-cut chances either. But a little bit of experience that they had showed at the end. And listen, I mean, you know, the free kick that O'Connor took, I think he was only on the field because Willie Tyrrell, I think they were afraid he'd be sent off. But look, it was a bit of quality. We'd one or two set pieces in that area in the first half that we put over the bar. So, look, you take it. You know, there are days where it goes for you, but we probably didn't do enough to win the game, Dermot, anyway.
All the more difficult to take, given that goal came so late on, Ollie, as well.
Yeah, okay. Well, in fairness, they turned the screw a little bit, and they had a little bit more, you know, of the possession and had pinned us back a little bit in our own half. Disappointed in the lead-up to it, where Damien did well to deal with the ball in the left-hand corner, although he came across his goal, and Josh got caught in possession with Stephen Rice. And, you know, I mean, to be fair to Josh, as he first came back in a number of weeks, and, you know, I said inside to them, you know, possibly I should have taken him off the field earlier than that, because, you know, to expect him to do 90, 95 minutes, you know, not having played a competitive game in a couple of weeks due to his suspension, and eventually he came back to haunt him and probably haunt me. Should have freshened it up earlier on, and I'll take some responsibility for that, Dermot, yeah.
You've said as well, Ollie, that Longford have plenty of experience in that team, and that they'll be one of those sides challenging at the top end, yeah. And that showed in the first half especially. Harps tightened things up a wee bit at half-time, but in the first half, Longford looked much better.
Yeah, Longford are a decent side. They certainly have a huge amount of experience on the pitch, and if you look at the bench, what they had, a huge amount of experience off the pitch. And look, we matched them for honesty, we matched them for endeavour, we matched them, you know, for commitment. It was probably that little bit of quality, be it the free kick that O'Connor put in the top corner, that we ourselves couldn't do. That's basically the difference between, you know, the top couple in this league and ourselves. But no, look, they'll be there. I said at the start of the year, they're a huge panel there to try and keep them all happy. Might be a different problem that Tony Cousins has, but, you know, they'll be quite happy going up the bus to Dublin tonight or back up the country, you know.
It's been tough going, Ollie. You've reached the halfway point at this stage now. You know, looking at the table, only three victories. You haven't been losing too many games, but not picking up too many ones either.
Yeah, like I said, we're very, very difficult to beat, as it proved tonight, almost. As it's proven the last number of weeks, we find it very difficult to beat an opposition as well. You know, we make it hard, we work very hard, we're very disciplined and organised. Well, the discipline side of it tonight came through. Other weeks we were caught with maybe a lack of discipline with sendings off. But look, we knew exactly what we're going up against. You know, there's no easy game in this. I mean, you know, we talk about Cove. Cove are going to turn the corner come July with players in, and going to be very difficult to beat as well. Look, come here, it's Ireland. It's a marathon, without a shadow of a doubt. But come here, look, we'll take every game. The last game of the season is against Longford in 14 games time. We'll prepare equally as well for that as we did today, or we did for the first game of the season. And we'll see where it takes us, Jim.
Does the break come at a good time now, Ollie?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. We looked a little leggy out there, a little bit tired. You know, there's a fair amount of training sessions, you know, on the clock there, a fair amount of miles on the clock. So it is for the other team. But yeah, you know, we kind of went to the well a number of weeks in a row there to dig stuff out from Wexford and maybe here against Shelburne. And it probably caught us up at us there tonight in the last 10 minutes in particular.